Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Buddy Gilbert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cliff Cook. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Casco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jay Hook. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jay Hook. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The right fielder, Herb Noren. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Hillman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dave Hillman. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Reds. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Casco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Buddy Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Reds. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cook for the out. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Reds. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Long for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Taylor moves to second. Lou Jackson pinch hits for Dave Hillman. Lou Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Taylor scores. Jackson moves to third. It's 3-2, Reds. Joe Nuxhall now pitching. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. John Buzzard now pitching. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pinson hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 0-for-1 in the game. Noren hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Noren moves to third. Art Schult pinch hits for Dale Long. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Morin moves to second. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Taylor is called out on strikes. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Art Schult now playing first base. Buddy Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gilbert is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cook. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Cook steals second. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Casco is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Altman. Nuxhall reaches second base with a double. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pinson takes first base on ball 4. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nuxhall scores. Pinson moves to third. It's 4-2, Reds. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-2, Reds. Buddy Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Noren hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Casco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.